Good afternoon, everyone. Well, another strange day for the Australian share market. We started off quite well. We were up as much as 0.5% or close to it this morning. And then what has become somewhat of a trend recently, the market faded quite quickly and we finished completely flat today. The ASX 200 really only up by about 2 points, so no movement really at all. This is the third time in 4 days that we've actually had a flat finish, and that is quite a rare occurrence. And what it basically highlights is even though we hit a 5-week high just yesterday, markets are quite cautious at the moment. And in fact, over the past fortnight, the average move higher has been 0.25%. So it's just highlighting the markets really aren't going anywhere in a hurry, or they haven't in the past couple of weeks at least. And tomorrow, of course, we've got a key update on inflation that will receive plenty of attention here in Australia at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And even though Commonwealth Bank economists are expecting a relatively subdued outcome there, any signs of rising inflation will receive plenty of attention and could have markets talking about rising interest rates and RBA hikes sooner perhaps than what it's making out as a likely outcome, which is 2024. So certainly something to watch in the next 24 hours. Today, though, we did have some outperformers, even though 6 of 11 sectors finished in the red. Some of the best were casino operators. Crown rose almost 9% today. And this was actually off the back of findings from the Victorian Royal Commission, which were released today. Basically, the Royal Commission recommends that Crown be allowed to keep operating its Melbourne casino despite a number of breaches, saying that the immediate cancellation of the license is not in the best interest of the Victorian community. Recommends, though, a corporate babysitter be appointed for the next 2 years to basically oversee the group and also to make sure that certain extensive reforms are put in place. So that seemed to inspire some buying in some of its rivals, which some have had, you know, their own issues to deal with. The Star Entertainment Group, for example, rose by 4% today, but has fallen 20% this month. And that seemed to be triggered a couple of weeks ago, following a number of media reports suggesting alleged misconduct. Sky City, another casino operator, also lifting by about 1.3%. Now, lithium producers, another area of the market that has been receiving plenty of attention recently because of strong demand from electric car makers and the surging price of lithium as well. Well, today, Pilbara Minerals rose by about 8%. Now, this is because it finalized a joint venture with a South Korean company called POSCO, and they'll be building a lithium conversion facility in South Korea, which is expecting to start building in the next year or so. Now, under the deal, Pilbara will also provide a regular amount of raw material to this facility on an annual basis. So shares have jumped up. Orocobre, which is focused mainly in Argentina, rose around 4% today. And this was after yet another record quarter that it handed down today, certainly helped by surging lithium prices. There were a few other outperformers today, including medical device maker PolyNovo, which rose by 5.5%. So came out at its AGM today and said that it's had a strong start to this financial year, including a high volume of orders for many of its products. Number of underperformers today, though. Some of the worst performers could be found in the utility space, consumer staples, energy stocks as well. But we had a newcomer to the market in GQG Partners, which is a boutique asset management company, fell 2.5% on its first day of trade. Kogan.com, the online retailer, also down today. And one of the worst was Mineral Resources, which fell by 7%. Now, this is a lithium producer and an iron ore miner as well. Today, it came out with a quarterly update and said that production of both has actually fallen back in the past 3 months. And it's blamed that partly on border closures and also lockdowns. And this has adversely impacted the movement of its labour force and has made things a little challenging for the group. Something to remember with Mineral Resources, though, is that yesterday it rose by about 9%. And this is following on from the reopening of a lithium mine in WA. So it certainly has come off the back of some strong improvements. Now, tonight, plenty to watch. Two of the things that will probably receive most attention are both companies releasing profit results. Alphabet, which is behind Google, and also Microsoft, and also Twitter will all be out with their earnings. But in the US, you also get updates on the property market and consumer confidence. The Aussie dollar is stronger today. The US dollar is taking a bit of a hit, sitting at about 75.1 US.